Welcome and hello. With this course, you will learn to meditate by listening to the step-by-step instructions on the tape. The lessons are designed to help you learn to meditate through listening, following the instructions you hear rather than reading and study. The workbook includes exercises and illustrations to guide you. In order to get the best results from the course, you'll want to follow along in the workbook as the tape directs you. There is no greater adventure than this inward one called meditation. It is safe, it is easy, and you will find within your own mind and heart an endless stream of treasures. Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to the Edgar Cayce Meditation Course. Congratulations for deciding to learn how to meditate. You have made an important personal decision, and one that will bring you positive benefits. You will find that spending these brief periods learning to meditate will be a good investment in your well-being as you continue to practice daily. As with most things, doing is the best teacher. The experience itself will help you understand how and why meditation works. This course is designed as a step-by-step guide. First, you will learn the basics and then move on to more advanced techniques. We're going to start immediately. First, select a comfortable chair and decide where in your living quarters you will practice meditation. Choose an area of relative quiet and without bright lighting. Make it a habit to use the same chair and location during these sessions. Also, place your tape recorder next to your chair so you won't have to get up to shut off the machine for brief periods during your sessions. Now you are ready for your first meditation. When you are comfortably seated, be sure to keep your spine straight, but not stiff, and place both feet on the floor. Allow your hands to settle in a comfortable position. Some people prefer to let their hands rest in their laps with the palms either up or down. Others fold their hands or let them settle separately on their thighs. There is no right or wrong here, just whatever works for you. With a little experimenting, you will find a position that feels natural. Now take a nice deep breath and let your eyelids close. As you close your eyes, you will feel your body becoming relaxed and at ease as you do the following exercise. Allow your mind to survey your body and detect any possible tightness or tension in your muscles. Let's begin with your feet. Let your awareness rest there for a moment. In your mind, gently tell your feet to relax. To assure that the muscles become fully relaxed, voluntarily tense them, curling your toes up and keeping the muscles in your feet tight for a few seconds. Now relax them, feeling the tension slipping away. Your awareness moves up your legs, calves, and thighs. Tighten your leg muscles as firmly as possible. Hold the tension a few seconds, then let go and relax. Moving up now, hips and buttocks area. Tense your hips and buttocks for a few seconds and relax. Now for the torso. Tense your stomach and chest. Hold briefly and relax. Note the area of your shoulders and neck. Tension often resides in these muscles. Bring your shoulders up in a tight shrug. Hold the tension, feeling the shoulder blades pushing together. Again, relax, letting all of the tension just flow away. Imagine a golden, glowing light of relaxation, washing away the tension and stress. Also, check your face for any tenseness, especially around the eyes and mouth, and let those muscles relax. Your eyelids are gently closed, your jaw muscles relaxed. Now take a few slow, deep breaths. You are learning to take time to breathe fully. Treat yourself to a clean, fresh, oxygen-rich air to flush the stale air from the bottom of your lungs. You're ready now to practice a unique breathing exercise that is especially helpful prior to meditation. In fact, it is an exercise recommended by Edgar Cayce. First, place a finger against the side of your left nostril to close it. During this first portion, you will only breathe in through your right nostril, then exhale through your mouth. You will be keeping the left nostril closed for this part of the exercise. Exhale completely and breathe normally. Now breathe in deeply, slowly filling your lungs from the bottom up. There's no hurry, no urgency, so take your time. Breathe in, imagining your lungs are like balloons, expanding all the way down to your abdomen. Your shoulders may tend to rise as you inhale, but only as the upper portion of your lungs are filling. You will find that after the bottom third of your lungs fill, your chest begins to expand as the middle third fills with air. And as the upper areas of your lungs are filled, it is natural to allow your shoulders to rise in a slight shrug. Once your lungs are full of air, hold briefly, then exhale, allowing all of the air to be released slowly through your mouth. This way of breathing is illustrated in your workbook on pages 8 and 9, which you can refer to later as a review. Now that you know the procedure, you will be given enough time to perform the exercise without directions. Close your left nostril and breathe in, slowly and deeply, through your right nostril 3 times, each time exhaling through your mouth. Begin now. Good. Ready for a slight variation? The second part of this exercise is to inhale through your left nostril and exhale through the right. This will require you to use your fingers to alternately close the right nostril, then the left, each time you inhale and exhale. You will keep your mouth closed during the entire process. Ready? Now begin breathing in through your left nostril, exhaling through the right. 1. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. 2. Inhale through the left. Exhale through the right. 3. Inhale through the left, exhale through the right. Your eyes are still closed, aren't they? Good. Let your hands relax as before. Continue breathing slowly and naturally. You will now begin a fundamental part of the Cayce approach to meditation, focusing your mind on a single calming thought. Imagine you're funneling all those busy thoughts dancing through your mind into one easy, peaceful idea, one that is positive and uplifting, perhaps something you want more of in your daily life, such as, I am at peace. There is a simple way to keep these calming thoughts in mind. Merely repeat them to yourself silently. Say the statement with your full attention, concentrating on the meaning as you say the words in your mind. Let's try it now. As you hear the words, feel their meaning. Allow several seconds between each repetition. I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. Feel peace and calm filling your body, your mind. In the beginning, your mind will want to wander. Be patient with yourself when your mind goes galloping off in another direction. It helps to see the humor in the situation. The mind has a hard time remaining attentive and faithful to one thought for more than a few seconds. When you realize your attention is off sightseeing, calmly nudge it back to, "I am at peace." Be persistent, and in time your mind will become more accustomed to remaining where you direct it. And whenever it does wander, you will become aware of it much more quickly. Continually having to bring your focus back to the subject might frustrate you at first, but it is an important phase in training yourself to meditate. Initially, it happens to practically everyone. Please take a few minutes and practice, "I am at peace." Turn off the tape recorder during this time. We will resume when you return in a few minutes, feeling more at peace. Many meditators take about 20 minutes for each session, and some longer. When ending the meditation period, it is an excellent practice to send out good thoughts or prayers to other people. During the quiet period, you opened yourself to a flow of positive energies, and as these energies are now flowing through you, you become a channel to direct them to others. We also do this because it is advisable to discharge some of this energy. Think of yourself as overcharged with energy that will become stagnant if it just sits inside your body. Instead, let it carry good thoughts and constructive energies to others. There's an endless supply where that came from. As you broadcast these energies as positive thoughts and feelings to your close friends and family members, co-workers, and others that you care about, you connect your inner meditation experience with the people and the world around you. It is also a good idea to offer a prayer for yourself before you open your eyes and end this session. A short silence will follow to allow you time to send out the energies. You have just completed your first meditation. There's more to come. Your next session will cover some of the things that may happen within you during meditation, as well as the questions new meditators often ask regarding the experience.